Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Some people start the day with a cup of coffee or a green drink, hopefully. I usually start the day along with my green drink with a square of dark chocolate. Andrea, watch out if we ran out. I'm running around like a Looney Tune. I've got to have my dark chocolate. And luckily, it's pretty good for me, too. What about you? Are you a big chocolate fan?
Oh, I'm a huge dark chocolate fan. I have three squares every day. And I do, actually, it's my dessert. So it's more, I take it at night. and I cannot, every night, my kids love it. We're big dark chocolate fans here. So I'm excited about our guest for today.
Yeah, he is wonderful. We've got the terrific Harvard researcher, Dr. Eric Ding. Hello, Dr. Ding. Welcome to Naturally Savvy.
Hello. Glad to be here.
It's so nice to have you on. I understand in a recent study of the Journal of Psychopharmacology, it talks about why cocoa contains those natural chemicals that can actually increase your calmness and contentment. There's also, I know, studies around the cardiovascular health issues. Why don't you dive in and talk to us about some of those?
Indeed. I study lots of nutritional risk factors, but chocolate has consistently stood out as one of the most unique and distinctive because it has affects so many body organ systems, and also all of which have really great benefits. So for cardiovascular, our studies have shown that actually cocoa flavonoids, specifically, not just chocolate, lower your bad LDL cholesterol, raise your good HDL cholesterol, lowers your insulin resistance, which helps prevent diabetes, lowers blood pressure significantly, and a whole host of other things. For example, mood and calmness, it also increases your happiness in many ways. But moreover, also your cognitive skills and verbal skills. It's quite amazing on a whole slew of different factors.
It really is amazing. So, you know, I've been told, and I think so many of us have heard, Dr. Ding, that you want to look for 70% or higher. Is that the correct number to get these benefits?
So this is where it's interesting, because these are cocoa flavonoid studies, not chocolate bar per se. And it's true that dark chocolate is definitely better than milk chocolate, because dark chocolate has more of these cocoa flavonoids. But our studies actually found that to get for example, the cardiovascular benefits, you need almost 400 to 500 milligrams a day of these cocoa flavonoids, which is actually 30 bars of milk chocolate or 8 to 9 bars, 100 milligram bars of dark chocolate. And these dark chocolate, obviously the darker is better. You can have 90% dark, which has more than 70% dark, but you need a lot of these bars. And as a nutritionist, if you ate that many bars all at once, it's also not good for you. Calories, fat, and sugar might cancel all the benefits of the cocoa flavonoids. So it's actually more complicated story. But darker is better.
So would you say that the best way to go, I guess, to get these flavonoids, that amount that you mentioned, the 400 to 600 milligrams, would it be to take a supplement? I know that Reservage makes a really great supplement. So like, I think it's called CocoWell. So would you say, you know, getting it in the form of a supplement would be the way to go?
Perhaps. So four to 500 milligrams a day is the optimal range in these studies. That said, okay. With such a dose levels that's demonstrated in all these scientific studies, you would have to almost go with a supplement, because 8 to 9 bars of dark chocolate a day is beyond any recommendation. So I think supplement may be the safest, because it removes the calories, fat, and sugar. So as you mentioned, CocoWell is one, but there's other ones with fortified. You need specially fortified dark chocolate bars, or extremely dark ones that have minimal amounts of fat and sugar. So the bitter ones that, unfortunately, not that many people like to eat or consume. And there are also powders out there that I'm not as familiar with, but some of them have concentrated amounts of cocoa. But generally, if you wanted the easiest, quickest way, perhaps supplement.
So what about the raw cacao? Would that be a good way to get it as well? I mean, I guess you'd have to have a lot of it as well, but would it be a good kind of short-term supplement or to put it in your smoothies? Would that be a way to at least get it into your body somehow?
Yeah, it would, but except the dosing, I still doubt. Again, I'm not a specialist on raw cacao dosage, but I suspect that it would still require a high dose. For example, there's these native tribes in Panama who drink liters and liters of it a day, and their blood pressure never increases, unlike ours, which increase over time as you get older. And it's quite amazing, but they literally do drink liters and liters a day. So I'm not sure if a small, you know, teaspoon here or there will make a difference. But presumably, you know, the benefits are linear, as in some is better than none and more is better than some. And hopefully you don't need, you know, it's not that you absolutely need that high dose every single day to get benefits. But in the science, at least, you know, you do need those kind of doses, which probably supplements are easy for.
You mentioned before about, you know, the benefits of chocolate, and one of them being, you know, that it can help with mood. So I'm guessing you're referring that it's a natural antidepressant, right? I think it's the phenylethylamine. That's the antidepressant, a chemical that's making us feel better. But I guess my question would be, is that it? And also, would it be, you know, there's a lot of talk about, you know, cocoa or chocolate and being an aphrodisiac. Would that be the reason why?
So the aphrodisiac question is very interesting, but we'll get to that in a second. But in terms of mood, there's many ways in which it acts on the brain. There's not just one pathway. For example, the mood pathways are different from the cognitive pathways that, you know, they actually demonstrated that improves your verbal test scores, cognitive test scores in these tests that they've done. And so those are probably different pathways, and we're not quite sure exactly how and why. We haven't nailed it down to the minutiae, but we do know that it works and has these positive benefits. And now on the aphrodisiac, that's actually interesting. So another side finding that we found in our cardiovascular heart disease benefit studies was it actually improved something called flow-mediated dilation, which is a kind of blood flow. Now, why am I talking about this? Because years ago, there was an accidental finding that this other drug also improved that, and it was called Viagra. And it was just by pure... Originally, Viagra, the pharma companies were developing it as a heart attack drug, but then they realized it had many other side benefits, and then which obviously made Viagra famous. But one of the first things they discovered was that it also improved flow-mediated dilation. Now, I'm not saying... Now, before we jump on to a different level here, I'm not saying that cocoa is an aphrodisiac per se, but it shares certain characteristics in improving blood flow as the blue pill. But I think those kind of erectile dysfunction things still has to be proven and tested. But at least for cardiovascular benefits, you know, there's lots of suggestions for these improved blood flow, vascular effects, et cetera, et cetera. And hence, aphrodisiac, maybe someday we'll have to see.
Yeah, no, I'm wondering, so bottom line, it sounds like we need to be eating good quality, over 70% dark chocolate, taking supplements, you know, we want to be able to utilize this somehow.
Yeah, absolutely. So the takeaway message is there's a lot of benefits from CART, but in terms of where it really want to get the benefits, we probably may need the suggested amounts in these studies of 4 to 5 milligrams a day via supplements, or very, very good moderation of your chocolate intake. And again, darker the better.
Well, thank you so much for all your insight. You're very informative, Dr. Ding. Until next time, stay connected at Radio MD and Naturally Savvy, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.